Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is how you can take control here. Because it's an open phones discussion about whatever you want it to be about. You can literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And, of course, my name is Ian. And to Mark.
That's me.
We're here to take your calls about anything that you want. Once again, 855-450-FREE, as we will be jumping into a discussion here that has to do with the holiday that is coming up in this upcoming week. And I figured it's important to talk about this tonight. Mark, you proposed this before the show started.
That's kind of how we do show prep around here.
You know, there's stuff in the news. We talked about the healthcare thing last night.
Right, sure.
I don't know how much we can rehash that.
Well, the Obamacare ruling, will it cause Mitt Romney to be swept in the White House?
You know, I mean, that's
do I care?
That's what everybody's talking about on the radio. I mean, you just can't, you know, this last week you couldn't turn it on Thursday
right,
or Friday.
Mitt Romney would never support something like Obamacare. Oh, wait.
Oops.
He actually created something pretty much identical in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's right. They're so different, Obama and Romney. So different.
Well, Obama's so different than Bush.
So, but no, not really.
Not really.
What else do you say about the healthcare thing?
Same crap, different guy.
The Supreme Court has, basically it's just a big reminder to you that they own you, and they're going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it, right? Because otherwise they might hurt you. They might put you in a cage or steal some extra money from you or something like that. I mean, what's new here? Why are people surprised? Have they just not been paying attention? People in calling themselves the state for your entire adult and childhood life have been telling you what to do and how much to give them. This all of a sudden makes it different? All of a sudden now it's a problem? You know, if there are people...
Right, Bush had the largest expansion of socialized health care in this country during his tenure. The largest expansion of government intrusion into medicine was done during the Bush administration. So what's the big deal of Obama doing it?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, people, they're not consistent in what they say. But maybe there are some people out there, Mark, who have decided this is it. Maybe it's just that this was the last straw. Maybe they kind of felt things were wrong. Something was very wrong with this country. And then now this proves it. See, this has proven that the state owns us and we've got to do something about it. Well, I have to wonder, are you going to keep saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Are you, you know, do you think that there's something that's possible to save here? Do you think that, you know, there's some sort of reason to remain allied with the U.S. federal government? Is there some sort of benefit that you get from, from that
really
allegiance?
I really like red, white, and blue and Eagles.
Good for you.
Then that's about it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they could take a big concrete saw to Washington, D.C. and set it adrift out into the Potomac and out into the Atlantic Ocean. I don't think that the rest of the United States needs the United States federal government. I just don't think it's useful, for our position in the world.
You know what? I
like the Eagles and the colors.
You know, just on the healthcare thing, I've seen some pictures on Facebook. You know, the quick meme, the memes with the block white lettering that goes over of various different photos.
Pictures,
I like the ones of the liberals that say like the Michael Moore, the hippie chick, where the text says something to the effect of thinks healthcare companies are corporate. You know, thinks healthcare corporations are corrupt and opposes them, but supports them being forced to essentially
force
your business.
Yeah, the right now everybody's forced that the penalty of what $2,000 by 2016, I think it is, every family's $2,000.
Is that the amount?
That's the fine that families will have to pay
if they don't
have
health insurance.
And health insurance will probably cost around $3,000. At least that's about what a family would get for catastrophic type health insurance now. So it's just more business for healthcare companies.
Yeah, absolutely. This is guaranteed business now for these healthcare insurance companies. And as we discussed last night, it's likely going to end up with more consolidation of the industry and down the line probably a total takeover by the federal government.
So for the 4th of July, what I was kind of wondering is, I've been on a journey in my life from being, you know, essentially the tried and true Republican that Rush Limbaugh told me I ought to be, to really, really, really questioning the motives behind government, you know, federal, state, and otherwise. And one of the things that came as a real surprise to me was some information about, from Rex Curry about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
The Pledge of Allegiance, who knows who put this thing together? Because everybody knows that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, you know, War of 1812, from a ship out in the harbor. I don't even think he was American, if I remember correctly. Anyway, who knows who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance?
I do.
Yeah, you do, but nobody else does. It's a guy named Francis Bellamy.
Mm.
And he wrote it in the late 1800s. He was a flag salesman.
Well, and which, a socialist.
And a, well, a national socialist, not just a regular socialist.
Well, but he called himself a Christian socialist, I think.
You know, but the kind of socialism he's talking about is a very fascistic socialism.
Mm-hmm.
The same kind of socialism that the National Socialist Party in Germany, of whom Hitler was a member, the leader of that party, became the leader of that party. And I'll admit, he changed the dynamics of that party to some extent in that country, but it certainly had this fascistic flavor to it. Even beforehand. And so this is essentially a fascist prayer to a graven image. You know, the Pledge of Allegiance. There is no other country that has a Pledge of Allegiance. There are these, like...
They have national anthems, though.
Yeah, they have national anthems, certainly. Yes, but they don't have kids stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Are you 100% sure there's nothing like that anywhere in the world?
I've heard that there's, like, a citizenship pledge in Australia, but they don't use it.
Hmm.
If anybody knows better on this, they're welcome to call in.
855-450-FREE.
To find out otherwise. Certainly, I was only raised in one country, and that country is the United States. But, you know, even in Canada, there's a comic troupe in Canada that did a bit on the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's very telling what other countries might think about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, the comedy troupe that you're talking about is the Whitest Kids You Know, as they call themselves. And it's kind of a fun little bit. I'll go ahead and play that here for you. The Whitest Kids You Know, and really just spot on.
I think it's prescient as it could possibly be. I mean, it's just really insightful as to what it, I mean, you know, I mean, what is brainwashing except having people repeat the same thing
chanting.
Over and over again?
I mean, you look at, all you have to do is look at what cults do, and chanting is a very common
aspect. I believe that this certainly was, if it isn't today, one of the best nations on the planet, and certainly, you know, one of the best places to do commerce on the planet. I'm not going to say that I don't believe that, because I certainly do believe that. But, you know, and I like the stability of the United States government, and that way it facilitates doing business and those kind of things. But, you know, if it's so great, and I think it is great, what do you need to do this kind of thing for? What's the purpose of the national anthem playing, you know, the repeating of the Pledge of Allegiance and having the kids?
It's brainwashing, clearly. And if you actually, you know, what you should do is go and type in Bellamy Salute into Wikipedia, and it'll come up with something that'll really creep you out. Because not only was Francis Bellamy, the author of the Pledge of Allegiance, a socialist and a Nazi, but he also had a little salute that he went along, that he programmed in with his with the pledge, and that is essentially the fascist salute.
It's the same salute they were using for Hitler, essentially. I mean, it's very, very close.
Right, but Bellamy used it first.
And you can see American pictures of American school kids doing this.
To the flag.
To the flag.
855-450-FREE. It's free to the flag.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping, shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Speaking of features, we've got a mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, if you'd like to tune into our live streams, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find links to our broadband, midband, and dial-up streams, as well as the software that you'll need for your phone to tune in. So head over to m.freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. Mine on the back of my car, I have one that says, Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And, you know, I like that one. You can go find the one that works for you at LibertyStickers.com. They sell stickers in bulk if you've got a retail store. They also will make custom stickers for you if you've got a church, band, or business that you need stickers for. It's LibertyStickers.com.
I found out they make static clings, too, Mark, and I'm actually getting some quotes on those right now from Liberty Stickers.
Do they stick to the car?
The static cling, I believe they stick to the window.
Windows best, yeah. I see.
Because some people don't like bumper stickers. So.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. LibertyStickers.com.
Get it done, for sure. 855-450-FREE. We go to you and your thoughts. We've been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and how creepy and basically brainwashing it is. And, of course, all of this in light of...
I've been asking questions. I mean, you've been making the positive statements.
It's clearly brainwashing. I mean, you're chanting over something over and over again is a tried and true brainwashing technique utilized by cults around the world.
Do we need this? I mean, is it something other than brainwashing? And do we need this? Since other nations don't have it, you know, why? Why?
1-855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything that you want. Bill is listening to KMED out in Oregon in Medford. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind
tonight?
I'll
tell you what. That last piece that you guys ran about them little kids, there's a whole bunch of words in there. It scared me. That was not the Pledge of Allegiance.
You're right.
Book.
So wait, that was a joke.
Well,
what was scary about that to you?
Well,
why was it scary?
Like Nazi Germany in 1935, 1936.
You're saying the pledge that we played, the joke from the Whitest Kids You Know, that sounds like Nazi Germany?
I'm sorry. I just walked in when you started playing that thing right there, and I listened to it, and I'll tell you what, it scared me.
It was satire. I don't think it was intended to scare you. It was intended to play off of what the actual pledge is, which is really scary if you actually look at the words of it.
Well, I went in the Marine Corps in 1965, and I spent 40 years in the Marine Corps.
That's a long time. To hear that.
I mean, this ain't the same country. I didn't fight for this country to be this way.
How's it changed?
Well, the thing is, you know, I didn't hear anything about the fact y'all said that was satire. Thing is, I heard that, and I'll tell you what, I remember, you know, I'm first generation that came from Bulgaria. My folks were over there fighting the Nazis, and they told me about this kind of stuff. What I heard, it scared me.
Bill, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike listening in New Mexico, and you're listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Mike, listening in New Mexico. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Mike going once. Mike in New Mexico, going twice. Hang on, we're going to put you on hold. Maybe he's going to come back to a better cell. Let's try Bill, listening in Hampton, Virginia, to WNIS out of Norfolk. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Obama law. People are talking about it and all this stuff. And the thing is, the reason why Judge Roberts said it was a tax is because this is what would have to be said of the law, is the federal government would have to take each individual to court, which would cause probably hundreds of thousands lining up the federal courthouse to hear their cases heard. And that would make the federal judges furious, too, but other federal, by the time they got through with all these tax cases, they wouldn't have time to hear the other cases.
I missed an important point. Why would they be taking people to court over this tax thing, this health care bill?
If they didn't pay it.
But they'd have to pay it because it's part of their income tax. It's just going to get wrapped in.
No. What I said was the reason why Judge Roberts said it was a tax was instead of a law, it's the regular law, not a tax, is because the federal courts, I mean the federal attorneys would have to take each individual to court for not paying it. That's right. Why they made it tax
forms. But it's going to be collected by the IRS, and it's going to be collected by the IRS through their forms. So it's just going to be all wrapped up into your IRS form. So in order to not pay this tax, you're going to have to not file a tax return.
That's right. Well, see, here's the thing.
How many people don't file tax returns?
I don't.
Well, actually, tens of millions of people don't file tax returns, but they don't go after them.
What about you, Bill? Do you pay federal income tax?
Do I? No.
Good for you. That's great.
Here's the reason why. I get a refund back every year.
Oh, but you file the forms.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
I file them, but the thing is you know, people should not have to be forced to get. I mean, if people want to really find out what this law is all about, if they should go on the Internet and find some four or five people living in Canada and ask them how their medical is. And they'll tell you. It's terrible. I've talked
some like
people.
It, some don't. You know, I mean, I think that it's obvious that people that have chronic conditions like heart disease and stuff like that tend to come down here for operations from Canada.
Well, younger people tend to like the Canadian healthcare system because they don't get sick very often. But older people who have actually had experience with it, I think, tend to not really care for the Canadian healthcare system. And I agree with your concerns that that's where things are going here.
Who,
but
who benefits from it? Who benefits?
Well, the healthcare industry at this point, insurance companies will benefit.
Right. Here's the thing, is you need to go to Washington, D.C. and look at Obama's hands. He's got so much grease from these health industry people, the companies donating the money to his party, and that's one of the, and he's giving them a payback.
It's, you know, it's not really, I don't think it's going to end up being a payback. I mean, in the long run, I think that it's going, these healthcare insurance companies are going to either have to be bailed out or they're going to go out of business, and then the federal government will take it over entirely because that's, I think, the long-term plan here.
I'm not going to ask you, I don't want you to tell me how old you are, but I want you to go to Blue Cross Blue Shield website. Okay, on that website, type in that you're 65 years old, and you look and see how much money today you're going to pay for insurance.
Oh, well, the amount that I have to pay now is ridiculous. I have a family, and, you know, if you have two X chromosomes, you just cost a lot more.
And you're paying for also for the illegals that are out here using the system, who the people out here, the 14, 15-year-old girls out here sitting out, babies, we're paying for that.
I don't think that that's going to change in any way, shape, or form, though. I mean, you know, if you're talking about a charity situation where hospitals give charity, you know, there's still going to be people who can't afford insurance at all. You're talking about, you know, whether it's a socialized system, single payer, you know, in all circumstances, somebody's going to be paying for these things.
Hey, Bill, what's it going to take to get you to stop filing taxes?
What?
What's it going to take to get you to stop filing taxes?
Send me a dollar.
Send you a dollar?
And I won't pay taxes, and I won't file them. No, seriously.
All right, Bill, you've got a deal. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want here. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can comment on the healthcare thing or on how you feel about the Pledge of Allegiance. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. Why do you need that thing?
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that are there for you. We've got the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things and do them for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost is the place to go to get the very best prices on the name brands when it comes to any kind of gear that an outdoors enthusiast might need. I was just over there recently checking out knives, and, you know, they really do have the best name brands and the best rates. I was comparison shopping on one website versus another, and the discount at Man Venture was probably about 7% from one to the other. So you can go to manventureoutpost.com, get the best rates, and when you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, you'll get an additional 5% off. It's manventureoutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We started out the show with a discussion regarding the upcoming Independence Day holiday, or as most people call it, the 4th of July, which of course makes sense because, well, nobody's really independent in this country anymore. So why bother celebrating what you don't have, which would be independence? Because as long as you're jumping through whatever hoops the government people put up in front of you, you fill out their forms, you do what they tell you, you pay them what they tell you to pay, you're not independent. You are somebody who is a serf, basically, for the state. And
I've been looking more and more at this terminology, SERF, and I was the one who pushed really hard for using it on the show.
You don't like it now?
I don't think I do. A SERF is a person who's tied to the land. They can choose to...
You pretty much are, unless you get master's permission to leave.
Well, you can leave. SERFs actually could pick up
a
move
passport.
If they
leave.
Wanted to. Understood. Okay, so a passport is something that that other countries would demand for you. No, the United States government is going to prevent you from traveling abroad. If it will prevent you from giving up your citizenship, you have to give it money in order to give up your citizenship, the same way that slaves in olden times often would buy their freedom. But, you know, if you live in a different country, you're a United States citizen living in a different country and making money in a different country, every other nation in the world except for North Korea will allow you to basically make make money abroad, and they won't tax you for it. You only have to pay taxes for the money you make inside of their given landmass, except the United States and North Korea. The United States claims any, whatever percentage of your income above $80,000 if you live outside of the country. Now, tell me, I mean, because people will tell you you have to pay taxes in order to do this, that, and the other thing. But if there are people with dual citizenship that have been, for whatever accident of birth, are United States citizens. They probably aren't paying the taxes and don't know that they are supposed to pay the taxes.
How could you?
But the IRS has gone after them in certain circumstances, oftentimes in Canada. How can you claim that the United States is doing? Right now, people will claim, you have to pay taxes because the United States is doing something.
The roads, the military,
whatever it is that they'll claim. If I'm living in Japan, as a friend of mine does, and has to pay a great deal of money, and if he wants to give up his United States citizenship, he will never be able to come back in the country, and he'll have to give up one half of his net worth. Tell me that this isn't actual slavery.
Okay, so now you're going back to...
I just don't know what else to say. I wish somebody would come up with a better term. Citizen is the best term, but people define it differently. Citizen is the new term for slave.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. But one of the questions we'd asked earlier was, what's the purpose of this Pledge of Allegiance? Why does anybody need it? 1-855, was that your question before?
Yeah.
1-855-450-3733. The answer is clear to me. It's brainwashing, and the state needs it, so people won't question the state. People won't question the paradigm in which they live.
I want people to critically think about this question, about the Pledge of Allegiance. I want them to know the facts of where the Pledge of Allegiance came from, what it's about, and then I want them to help me critically think about it. I want to know.
Dave's on the line here, listening to KGOE out on the West Coast in Humboldt, California. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, man?
I personally no longer feel at all appropriate to stand for or to salute the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that we're being asked to swear our allegiance to what now I see as a government that is made up of sociopaths. They stole the government, they rig elections, and they now, I think people call me a conspiracy theorist, but I believe this government we have gets us into wars across the world because it's profitable.
Absolutely.
Martin and Halliburton.
When did it change for you, Dave? I mean, you said you no longer feel comfortable reciting the pledge. When did that happen?
Oh, I've stood and sometimes wondered if I should, but it's only been, I'd say, in the last couple of years that I now will sit, even if I'm in a room full of people, for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for that. I consider that heroic.
It never happens to me anymore. I mean, I can't. The last time I was in a room where people said the Pledge of Allegiance had to have been 7 or 8 years ago.
Really? What about the town meetings that your town has? They don't do it there?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
It's only like half a dozen people.
I know they do it at the city council meetings here in Keene. I've seen it happen there.
Okay.
We had several people stay seated for it, too, which is always nice. But I think that's great, Dave. What kind of responses are you getting from people when you stay seated?
The few people say to me later, I wish I had thought it out and sat with you. I don't think I've ever had anybody say you were wrong to have done that.
Interesting.
See, I've heard stories of people at baseball games. This is when they play the Star Spangled Banner and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Jehovah's Witnesses, Mennonites, Quakers, Amish, several other religions choose not to stand. There are plenty of people who choose not to stand, dissenters and that kind of thing. I remember actually a World War II vet. I've heard a story about a World War II vet. A friend of mine is a chaplain at a hospital, and he kept throwing the flag on the ground because he felt that that flag was a war banner, and many of his friends had died for nothing for it. Mm. Now, you know, it's a strong stand, and it's not one that I'm taking, but... you know, this is different. People will choose not to stand for different reasons, and I've heard of people being threatened with their lives.
I bet. Dave, any other thoughts?
I believe that if I felt that our government was acting in a noble, honorable manner and out really trying to do good in the world, I would want to stand proud and say I'm happy to be a part of that. But I don't feel that at all now. Our government is in the hands of hardcore criminals.
Well, I thank you, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the thoughts at 855-450-FREE. The only point on which I would disagree is that I think the government's always been in the hands of criminals. It's just that we probably know a little bit more about their activities today due to the spread of information thanks to the Internet. It's just more easy to come across information about corruption and that sort of thing.
Major General Smedley Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, he was
in the early part of the 20th century.
Yeah,
right?
He was a post-World War I general, and he actually won 2 medals of honor and was basically eligible for a third, but at the time they weren't giving it to officers. They were only giving it to enlisted men, so all the enlisted men whom he led in this small raid or whatever it was got the Medal of Honor. He didn't. So basically a 3-time Medal of Honor winner, one of the very few can make claims like this. Claim that, you know, he was really just fighting wars for Standard Oil. He was making places safe for, you know, and he would name off the big companies of the time. He said at that time that it was all just about, you know, war profiteering.
Yeah, nothing's really changed. Let's go to Mike. We're going to try Mike one more time here. I had a bad connection before. Mike, are you with us in New Mexico?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what I'm paying for sometime with this cellular business, but every time I think I know what I want to talk about, somebody else is talking about stuff, and I got 5 other things. But this is what I called about mostly tonight. Last night I was in Oklahoma City at a truck stop getting something to eat at McDonald's, and they had on the tray liner, you know, those papers that they put on the tray that they serve your food on?
Sure.
Well, this is some kind of police state conditioning aimed at kids, I found, and I thought you might be interested. But it says, just one sentence real quick. It says, through Labor Day, area police departments in Oklahoma City and Tulsa safe communities will be handing out tickets to bicyclists who they see wearing helmets. And then in parentheses, it says, the tickets are coupons good for prizes.
Oh, jeez. I hate this stuff. If you want to hang on, tell me more, Mike. Hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. 1-855-450-FREE. Sometimes the cops will do this, like, positive pullover thing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features that are there, and we give them all to you. Now, if you like the fact that freetalklive.com is free and you can download years worth of archives absolutely free, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Amp.freetalklive.com is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. We've got over 100 stations coast to coast, and we could have 2, 3, 400, 500. I mean, we could have a whole lot more, but it takes money to get the word out to stations. I call stations during the daytime hours during the week to try to introduce them to Free Talk Live. And there's still plenty of guys I'll call up, talk to the first time, talk to the program director, and they've never heard of Free Talk Live. Yeah, they have no idea. I mean, we've got 100 stations. We're not the biggest show in the industry.
By no means.
We're certainly not the smallest either. And so it does take some money, and the AMP program can help us with that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and AMP-only forum. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Mike is back with us, listening on the road in New Mexico to XM's Extreme Talk. Now, Mike, you said you were at a McDonald's recently, and you saw a notice on the little tray mat thing that they have that basically let you know that, bicyclists, look out. You might get pulled over by the police soon, but it'll be a good thing because they're going to give you a coupon. Is that pretty much what you saw?
Yeah, it wasn't just a little line either. It was a full page, and it was two-thirds of the paper was a picture of a friendly police officer with a group of multicultural kids standing around all smiling, looking up at admiringly at the officer with his ticket book. And I just thought to myself, if people can't see what's going on, they're just not paying attention, or they're making a conscious effort what's happening.
This was something that McDonald's had partnered with them on. Like, there was a McDonald's logo on it, I presume. And are they giving out McDonald's coupons, or like how is it working? You know.
Well, it's an actual McDonald's tray liner. The sponsors on the bottom are the department store Kohl's, the Oklahoma City Police Department, McDonald's, of course, and two different TV news stations, Channel 6 and Channel 9. That's what it says on the bottom. So.
And so they are going to give, is it anybody a coupon or just kids?
People on bicycles, right? Kids on bicycles?
Yeah, anybody on a bicycle that's wearing their helmet will be stopped by the police and given a ticket. And then it explains in parentheses what the ticket actually is.
So
coupons for prizes.
What do you see this as, before we talk about it, what do you see this as a problem as?
I guess that maybe it wouldn't be a problem to most people. I just don't like it because, it's gotten to a point in our culture and our society that nothing good ever comes out of an encounter with a police officer. I mean, unless they pull you from a car that's flipped over on the highway or something like this. Anytime, I mean, 9 out of 10 contacts I've had with the police, they were trying to figure out a way to extort money from me or arrest me. I mean, that's what their job is, you know?
I've had them help me, but it was at the cost of somebody else. I mean, for instance, a guy had burglarized my storage unit one time, and I caught the guy, and they arrived on the scene, and they basically had him give me my stuff back. And if they hadn't been there, he probably wouldn't have been as compliant as he was. So they were helpful to me in that circumstance. But this other guy, he was in bad shape. Interestingly, they didn't do anything to him after
really? He
got all the I got all my stuff back.
Well, they must not have seen it as a profitable measure for them. Then,
I don't know.
Case, couldn't get any money out of them. But this is the most disturbing part. I think that you make a good point, Mike, that this is to some extent training young people to accept the police state and to look at the officers as their friends. And of course, we all know.
Well, I wonder, how many questions. Hey, Johnny, where'd you get that black eye from? Does your daddy beat you? I mean, is
sure,
this an
what's
opportunity
going to come along with the pullover?
Is this an opportunity to talk to people? Where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? I just wonder.
Yeah, well, cops love to ask questions, so yeah, I think it's very likely that they would do more than just hand you this coupon when they're doing these pullovers. I think that's probably true. So I think on one hand, you're right that it is definitely training for young people to get them used to being pulled over by the police and used to respecting them as an authority and all that. I think that's one aspect of it. The other thing that I really find offensive about it is the idea that, it's just great. The cops are going to pull you over and you're going to get a coupon from them, as though you don't have anything better to do with your day than get a coupon from the cops. I don't know about you, but when I'm on my bicycle, because that's what we're talking about here, but they've done this in cars, too. They pull people over in cars and, giving them some stupid
If you don't
nonsense.
Want the coupon, you still have to pull over. I mean, this is a situation where if you decide, I've got better things to do than this pullover, you can't go
They're
on your
run
way.
You off the road.
Anybody else who wants to talk to you in your car, you have the option of pulling over, and you don't. Police officers, not quite the same option.
Yeah, so there's no option there. But
if you decide to continue going, they're going to assume you're some kind of criminal.
I'm going somewhere when I'm on my bike. Sometimes I'll ride my bike just for fun, and I'll be going through the park or whatever. But even then, I'm still wanting to enjoy my day unmolested. I don't want to be stopped by a man with a badge and a gun. I don't care what it is that he has for me. It's absolutely an aggressive act what these police are doing, even if after the fact they're just giving you a coupon. So that's one of the most offensive parts about it, is that they know they can just pull people over for whatever reason they want, and now essentially they're giving you corporate sponsored messages. I mean, really, you're going to pull me over, you're going to use your gun and your power to pull me over and hand me a McDonald's coupon?
Exactly, and what you guys just said is the thing that makes it makes my stomach turn, is that you don't, if an officer were to, I don't know how he would initiate the stop, but if it's something such as he's going to turn his light on or make the siren yelp or whatever, you're exactly right. I don't have a choice not to stop. So now I have to stop for the cop, even if I'm minding my own business. Anytime a police officer initiates contact with you, it is for one of two things: to either cite you or arrest you. And now we're going to have to stop for them even when we're not doing anything wrong. And it's just ridiculous.
Great call tonight, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Citation is an arrest.
Thank you. But you know what he means.
I know. I just want to make it clear.
Hey,
Mike,
Ian, there was one other thing. Do I have time to ask you about one other thing?
Quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, look, I've been seeing that all the Pilot and Flying J truck stops are all building natural gas fueling stations for trucks, and it's the one in Oklahoma City I was at last night is almost completed. So I think we're going to be seeing some kind of shift from fossil fuels pretty soon, and it's going to be initiated with semi trucks.
Interesting. Thanks for the call and sharing that. Appreciate your input as always, Mike. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Erod listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hi. Hey, that last call was an excellent segue to what I want to talk to. Mark, at the end of your regular weekly podcast, you do a interview series, and yeah. I think it was on the 28th, maybe the 29th. You had one with, I believe his name was Norman Greer.
William Norman Grigg.
William Norman Grigg, I'm sorry, yes. And I believe, in my opinion, that was one of the best ones you've done yet.
Well, it's not me. It's William Norman Grigg. I mean, that guy's just an incredible. He doesn't need me to be great.
Yes. And I recommend highly that people listen to to that interview. But
they can go to freetalklive.com. They can get it there. I think it's on, like you said. I think it's Thursday evening, maybe Friday,
right,
Wednesday.
Right. But anyway, that led me to to my call last night. I was having a conversation with someone concerning police. And anyway, it just brought back something that happened to me. And the last caller was talking about pullovers. And I just like to, this is what, it brought up a lot of emotions that I've had inside me, which I've been trying to hold down for years. And, I just want to just briefly just go over what happened to me, probably about 5 years ago. I'm in my car, just came from a ball game my daughter was in. And my entire family, my wife was driving, my son's in the front, is in the passenger seat, I'm in the back seat with my daughter, it's the evening time, and then we come up to, here's a checkpoint, license and insurance and registration, So, we stop, and, lights are everywhere, the blue lights are everywhere, my son is, fiddling around the glove compartment trying to find the registration, mm-hmm. all the insurance information. He doesn't know what it looks like. I mean, he's young. And so I'm in the back seat. We're just cutting up good old, just having a good old time with my family, And then, my daughter starts to say, oh, daddy, 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 we're going to go to jail, we're going to go to jail, And she was getting a little annoying, And so at that point I said, sweetie, please. At that moment, my window was cracked halfway. The policeman yelled in the window, shut up! You don't talk to her like that! And I just about lost it. Mm. I was about to let this guy have a piece of my mind, when I looked, my teenage son turned around and looked at me, and I had to put my head down and bite my tongue, because all I could do, not to say anything. Because, you see, you have this young punk, amped up, steroid-filled cop yelling at me, terrorizing my entire family.
You never know what that guy's going to do next. I think he probably made the right choice. You got to kind of keep your head down in certain circumstances. And also, try to record the stuff, too.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.